The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Glamour Magazine and 17. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I have decided to continue on with last week's program of Love and Life from 17 July August issue. Remember, we started talking about having the best date ever? Seriously? And that's the name of this article. So today I'm going to read it in its entirety. Tired of the same blah outings? With this international inspo, you'll create an unforgettable experience. This article is by Claire Thorpe. So, heard of hygge yet? It's the way of living that Danish people swear by. It's pronounced hygge. It's spelled H-Y-G-G-E. And it focuses on friends, family, and appreciating the little things in life. Denmark is regularly ranked as the happiest country in the world. So we'll buy it. Hygge is where you feel relaxed in the place you're at and with the people you're with, says Danish anthropologist Jeppe Linnet, PhD. It's a good atmosphere for getting to know each other. In other words, it's the key to a perfect date. You don't have to move to Denmark to benefit from it either. Here are five ways you can create a hygge vibe on your next romantic hang. 1. Go on a hike. Getting back to nature is very hygge. And that is H-Y-G-G-E. Excuse me. Pick up supplies at a market, then head out on a casual hike. Nothing hygge involves too much effort. To a scenic spot. Schedule your outing so you head off in daylight and settle down at sunset. There's something about fire and candles that is good for creating that hygge atmosphere, Lynette says. If you or BAE can light a campfire, perfect. Otherwise, take a portable camping lantern. As for the perfect hygge convo, tell stories from your life that are funny or a bit awkward, he says. It's not about boasting, but opening up a vulnerable side of yourself. 2. Share the love and the food. It's your turn to choose a spot for dinner. Avoid chains, too basic, and pass anything formal. It's hard to be hygge when you're worrying about silverware to use. Or what silverware to use. Go for a place that's relaxed, but unique enough to feel special. A new gourmet hot dog joint? A milkshake shop? Awesome! Wherever you are, up the hygge, up the hygge factor by ordering something to share. Mirroring the other person and experiencing the same thing creates a sense of togetherness, Lynette says. And there, by the way, is a picture of a roll. It looks like it's a white bread with some, pumpernickel seeds or something on the top. And a nice big hot dog in it with peppers and cucumber, relish, onions, red pepper, maybe that's a tomato, looks like, some mustard on it, pickle. Comfort food is so hygge, says the clip next to it. All right, so that was number 2, share the love and the food. Number 3, bring out the board games. Danes say the ultimate hygge experience involves 3 or 4 people. Time for a double date? Board games are really good for this, Lynette says. You're really present, usually seated in a circle, and everyone feels included. You're competing, but there's something innocent about it. Plus, They're tech-free. Try a game that will break down your barriers and get you laughing, like Beyond Balderdash, where you get everyone to believe made-up answers, or Say Anything, which tests how well you know your friends. Number 4. Hit up an outdoor theater. A night under the stars watching a classic movie isn't just super romantic. It also lets you practice one of the most important elements of hygge, being cozy. Blankets, a good movie, and good company are a pretty good recipe for hygge, Lynette says. Skip the latest Transformers. And instead, pick a movie that's engaging or funny and will get you talking afterward, he notes. Then grab your softest sweatshirt, pack a yummy treat, like donuts, and plenty of cushions, and snuggle up. Finally, have a lazy afternoon. You can't hurry love or hygge. The ideal hygge situation is where you lose any sense of time, Lynette says. So why not hole up in a cool indie coffee shop for the afternoon? Don't even bring your phone. You should be totally in the moment and focused on your date. And don't hold back when ordering either. Hygge is about having whatever you want, Lynette says. Extra whipped cream on your drink? Bring it on. Or go full on Dane with a cinnamon bun or two. Well, that was from 17 Magazine, and now we're going to flip back over to July Glamour. And maybe if you had that cinnamon roll and extra whipped cream on that coffee or hot chocolate, you might consider TBT workout the next day. I mean, after all, we can't be in hygge all the time, right? Anyway. So, The Hottest Trend in Fitness, Throwing It Back to Your Playground Days by Emily Abate. Sometimes being an adult is hard, so fitness studios are taking workouts back to a simpler time, elementary school. My House Fitness, in 10 states, divvies up attendees into teams, field day style. The PE Club in New York City builds on moves learned in phys ed. These routines are blowing up for a simple reason. They're fun, says PE Club founder Nedra Lopez. She developed this routine for Glamour. You can do it anywhere, but it's most effective on a playground since you'll develop extra balance skills. Grab a towel and do the circuit 3 times, resting 30 seconds between each circuit. Do the workout 3 times a week and you'll feel stronger in a month. Don't forget to ask for your turn with the swing. I only got the side eye from one kid. Swinging abs is number 1. Where? On the swing set. What does it work on? Your abs and your shoulders. Start in a plank position with forearms on a swing seat and feet on the ground. Squeeze glutes and push swing away from you. Return to start. Do 10. At home, use something with wheels, like a desk chair. 2. Hovering plank walk. Where? Again on the swing set. What does it work? Your abs and your shoulders. Start in a plank with feet on swing. Hands on a towel on ground. Keeping feet still and hips level, walk hands back toward feet so your body makes an L shape. Return to start. Do 10. At home, put feet on a couch or table. Swing hamstring curls. Where? Swing set again. What does it work? Your glutes, your hamstrings, your core. Lie on a towel on your back with heels planted on swing. Legs bent. Squeeze your butt and lift hips up. Then extend legs straight, pushing the swing away. Bend knees and drag swing back to start. Do 15. At home, use something with wheels like a desk chair. Bench dips. Where? The park bench. What does it work? Triceps, shoulders, back. Start sitting with hands on edge of bench, fingers facing forward. Scoot butt off and lower body by bending elbows to 90 degrees. Be sure movement comes from arms, not hips. Push back to start, above. Do 12. At home, use the edge of a chair. And our final one, tire elevated lunge. Where? A tire swing. What does it work? Hamstrings, quads, calves. Start standing with back to swing. Left foot lifted behind you and resting on the tire. Bend front knee 90 degrees and lower down into a lunge. Push through right heel to return to start. Do 15 per side. At home, use a rolling chair. And remember, according to this article, you're supposed to do this 3 times, this whole circuit. Well, have fun with it. That sounds like fun, being on in a park doing all this. Our next article has to do with college, money, and jobs. We've got tips for keeping your brain fired up during vacay, saving a stash of cash, and boosting your college application. And this is by Claire Thorpe. And this is, again, from the 17 magazine, July-August 2017 issue. And it also has a little quiz, will you be broke by the end of summer? So we'll get to that in just a sec. So, school. Stay sharp. These mental hacks will help stop school is over brain drain. And there's no studying required. All right, here's 1 out of 4. Get in the zone. There's a lot competing for your time over the summer. Snapchat, Instagram, and anything with a push notification. But fully immersing yourself in one activity is important for training your mind to focus, says Francis Jensen, MD, a professor of neurology at the University of Pennsylvania, and the author of The Teenage Brain. Reading is ideal, she adds. Put your phone in another room to avoid distraction and spend an hour with your nose between the pages. It doesn't have to be something studious. It's the process that's key. 2. Stand up. Being a couch potato won't make just your body sluggish, but your mind too. Levels of the body's stress hormone cortisol start to rise after about 20 minutes of sitting, explains Marie Pasinski, MD, the author of Beautiful Brain, Beautiful You. Consistently high levels of cortisol can be toxic to neurons in your brain, particularly those in the memory center. But getting up and walking around for 2 minutes can bring those levels down. You can still have Netflix marathons. Just set an alarm every 30 minutes to remind yourself to move. 3, switch up your routine. And it's got an upside-down smiley face emoji. Doing things differently, whether it's going to a new lunch spot, changing the route to your BFF's house, or taking on new responsibilities, can keep your mind sharp. Your brain has the ability to make unique connections and grow neurons, and new experiences trigger that process, Dr. Pasinski says. And as Dr. Jensen notes, it's a use-it-or-lose-it situation. Your brain is growing faster than it ever will again. But if you don't keep it stimulated over the summer, it can be like taking 1 step forward and 2 steps back. And finally, there's a peace out sign. Be mindful. The art of being in the moment isn't great only for managing anxiety. It's also a brain booster. A Harvard Medical School study took MRI scans of people who meditated 20 minutes a day for 8 weeks and found the areas in their brain associated with memory had increased in volume, while those linked with stress and anxiety had decreased. Never tried meditation? Start with 2 minutes, first thing in the morning, Dr. Pasinski suggests. Think about one word that you find calming, or a short phrase, or just focus on your breath, going in and out. And now we're going to get to the quiz. Will you be broke by the end of summer? To find out, get your pencils out, mark the statements that sound like the way you handle your cash flow, then use the key below for the answer. All right, A. So, number one, vacays are for having fun and splurging. Number two, you and your friends eat at nice restaurants several times a week. Number three, if you found $20, you'd quickly use it to buy yourself a present. Number four, when you hear about a party, you head to the mall for an entirely new outfit. Number five, your attitude, shop now, worry later. Number six, you know how much money you have in the bank. The ATM just said you had none available. All right, so check which ones, if you had like all six, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six, or not. All right, so under A's, put how many you had, one, two, three, four, five, or six. Okay, letter B. Mini gigs that pay, chores, babysitting, are your thing. Remember, check that if you know, tally it if that applies to you. Two, Chipotle is your squad's second home. Three, found money? Great. That pays for a few lunches this week. Four, when there's a party on your calendar, you treat yourself to a mani. Five, you have your eye on an ultra cool pair of kicks, but you're holding out for a sale. And finally, six, you check your bank balance every week or so. So tally up, how many did you get in the B category? And finally, C category. Tally it up. You've scored a steady job. Two, does a sandwich in the park count as a meal out? Three, any unexpected cash goes straight into your college fund. Four, your only party prep, getting your go-to dress out of your closet. Five, you'll see the perfect skirt, but tell yourself that you don't need it. Six, you have a checking and a savings account, and always know how much is in them. So tally up how many C's you got in the C category. Right, got it? How many do you have in A, how many in B, how many in C? If you got mostly A's, you may be hitting up your parents for a loan. Try saving in small increments, suggests Kimmy Green, a finance expert and spokesperson for Mint.com. Open a savings account or check out an automatic savings app. A little bit saved goes a long way, Green adds. If you got mostly B's in the B category, you won't be rolling in cash, but that may not be your goal. Maybe it's $500 in the bank, or perhaps you'd rather have a rocking summer with photos to prove it. Money pro Kimmy Green says, if you want to do both, a budgeting app can help you track your spending. Finally, if most of your tallies were in the C category, ka-ching! Congrats! You're a super saver. Just make sure you have some fun this summer, too. If you're worried about careless spending, start a, quote, good time fund. Set aside a certain percentage of your cash solely for enjoying yourself. You deserve it after all that hard work. And finally, college. Summer plans, a college will. What you do this vacay can help or hurt your admissions chances. 1. Keep your schedule manageable. Think admissions officers will be impressed that you pack 25 activities into your summer? Don't become a serial joiner, says Bruce Bunnick, interim vice provost of admissions and financial aid at Lehigh University. I prefer to see someone who is focused on a few activities that speak to their passions. 2. Try new things. You may already have a major in mind, but don't obsess over matching your activities to that field of study, Bunnick says. When students do something a little out of the ordinary or different from their academic path, it suggests diversity of thought and a willingness to try something new. 3. Be committed. A job at the grocery store might not seem impressive to you, but it can be to an admissions officer. Whatever you're doing, if it's working in the local shop, it's about showing a level of commitment, says Bob Franek, the editor-in-chief of the Princeton Review. That is just as valuable as a summer in Europe. And finally, do what you love. Don't worry about your hobby or activity being too, quote, out there. Admissions officers are open-minded, Franek says. They're considering what students are going to add to the glorious community they're trying to build. And it's those unique things that will resonate. Finally, we're going to end with beauty. Not Your Basic Braids is the article. Ditch your played-out styles for these fresh takes. We bet you'll be the first in your crew to rock them. This article is by Lauren Balsamo. Charmed Life. Hair rings add major magic to your style. Just clip them into a stacked side braid, spacing them an inch or so apart. Try Claire's Mystic Gold Hair Rings, $7, Claire Stores. All right, so here are some more one-of-a-kind hair spo. Woven waves. These are really cute. They've got waves on both sides of the back of the head. French braids plus mermaid texture equals crazy gorge. Part your hair down the middle and create two French braids on each side, stopping just above the nape of your neck. Secure the braids with clear elastics and mist the loose ends with salt spray for a style that says, I live at the beach, even if you don't. And there's a Suave Professionals product here that's for texturing. It says sea mineral infusion, and that's SEA, texturing sea salt spray. And it's $6 at Walmart.com. All right, tousled trail or tails. A messy pair of piggies is cool, not cutesy. Prep hair with a liquid to powder texturizer, which adds grit and volume. Then create two fishtail braids. Tie them when you're 3 inches from the ends. Then add another tie 2 inches below each ear for a cool shape. To finish off the boho vibe, gently pull the tails apart to mess them up a bit. And there's another product here, KMS, Add Volume Liquid Dust Liquid Powder. And that's $23.50 at kmshair.com for salons. And finally, a pleated bun. This beaut only looks hard to do. Create two low braids at the back of your head and secure the ends. Leave out some wisps along your hairline for a romantic feel. Cross the braids over each other at the nape of your neck and then back again, pinning them as you go. You'll end up forming a wide, flat bun. Set everything in place with lightweight hairspray and top it off with your fave ribbon. And for this, there's Herbal Essences Bio Renew Flexible Air Spray, $6 at drugstores. And we know that summer is for fabulous salads and avocados and just yummy light veggies and fruit and all that. So I'm going to end with a yummy crab avocado bowl recipe for you. 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons truffle oil, that's optional, 1 teaspoon seasoned rice vinegar, plus more for rubbing, 3.5 ounces lump crab meat, finely chopped, imitation crab meat works too, salt and pepper to taste, a slice of day-old bread, 1 tablespoon olive oil, pinch of onion powder, 1 avocado, handful of small leaf greens, like microgreens or pea shoots, which are optional, and smoked paprika. The method? Combine mayo, truffle oil, if you're using it, and vinegar in a bowl. Add crab meat and season with salt and pepper. Dice bread. Toss with olive oil, onion powder, and salt and pepper. Toast in skillet or toaster oven until golden brown. Cut avocado in half lengthwise and remove pit and skin, keeping flesh intact as your bowls. Rub avocado halves with vinegar to prevent browning and spoon crab salad into center. Add croutons and layer on greens if using. Sprinkle with paprika. And this serves too. An added tip to this, slice a small piece of the bottom of each bowl to stabilize. So slice it off the bottom of that avocado to stabilize it. Enjoy. Well, I'm going to leave you with a little quote, and this is from Brainy Quotes, and it's from Dag Hammarskjöld, perhaps a Dane, as in the hygge. He says, "Time always seems long to the child who is waiting for Christmas, for next summer, for becoming a grown-up. Long also when he surrenders his whole soul to each moment of a happy day." Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Aniko Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at kiwanisfoundation.org. So long, until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.